You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 238, The Inception of New Earth, Part 1. Thank you for tuning in. Today we will begin a discussion on the topic of the New Earth. This is going to be a deep message from Spirit, and we will discuss many aspects of what this means. Let us begin by breaking the word inception down. The prefix in means in, on, or not. The root word is sept, C-E-P-T, which is Latin, and it means taken. And for the suffix, I-O-N, which is used for Latin root words, this denotes action or a condition. So the word inception literally means the action or condition of taking something in. This is a very different meaning compared to the common definition of the establishment of or starting point of an activity. This could be considered a connotation of the word, someone's idea of what the word means, and we have made it a definition. But no matter, we will discuss both of them. An action or condition of taking something in is the literal translation of inception, as it translates from Latin. We're going to be breaking words down a lot from now on because we have been deceived by words and we have been taught to bind ourselves by the words that we use. So words create spells and they are used to cast spells. This is why we say that we are spelling a word. And we need to break the dark spells that have been used on humanity for a very long time through language. So Spirit wants you to become conscious and aware of the power of your words so that you can begin to break the spells deliberately. Now I want to bring your attention to the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio as one of the main characters. His name in the movie is Cobb, and this word comes from the late Middle English, which means a strong man or leader, which is really perfect for his character in the movie. This shows you that even a character's name is chosen carefully for a reason. There's always a deeper meaning to it, just like your name. It has a deeper meaning too. And we'll talk more about that when we dive deeper into numerology. Everything carries a vibration. In the movie, Cobb engages in a monologue. I think this is one of the most profound monologues I have ever heard. You will comprehend this more as we go on. Cobb starts talking to another character as they are seated at a table. He says, "What's the most resilient parasite? A bacteria? A virus? An intestinal worm? It's an idea. Resilient, highly contagious. Once an idea is taken hold in the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. A person can cover it up, ignore it, but it stays there." And we'll come back to the rest of this conversation later because this is very deep and we need to break it down. So now Cobb is talking about an idea being the most resilient parasite, more deadly than viruses and bacteria. So why did he compare an idea to a parasite? He did so because an idea can act like a parasite. Once it gets in the mind, it not only can feed off of you, but it can kill you slowly. It has the power to suck your life energy clean out of you. Now, Spirit has told us that this demonic force that we are fighting on this planet, they are energetic parasites that have taken over human bodies. So the fact that they use the word parasite here is extremely important because these movies are forms of disclosure. They are showing you and telling you what is really going on, but in a dramatic way. Now, another point I like to make here is the fact that these demons are always using biological warfare on us. They use bacteria, viruses, and other toxins to take out millions, and they call it a plague, pandemic, or an accident. But in truth, it is them who create these problems for humanity. They create the problems and then come up with the solutions. This way, they make money coming and going, so it's a win-win for them. So let's get back to the conversation with Cobb. He asks, what is the most resilient parasite? A bacteria, a virus, or an intestinal worm? And a quick side note here. All of these are being used to reduce the population on the planet right now. So isn't that interesting that this is in the movie? Okay, so now Cobb says the most resilient parasite is an idea, one that is placed firmly in the mind, because once it takes root, it is nearly impossible to eradicate. So the idea of, say, COVID is actually more deadly than the virus itself. They know how to plant parasitic ideas in your mind and then let the negative frequencies destroy you. So you may ask, how does this relate to the inception of New Earth? Well, now that we know the literal translation of the word, we can see that something is being taken in. And what that something is an idea. An idea of what New Earth is. There is a real fight going on here for your mind, for what you will take in and believe is true about New Earth. There is an attack on the idea of New Earth. The dark ones are inserting their idea, the parasitic one, of what they want New Earth to be. They want a control society. But when they talk to you, they call the future smart cities. And the idea of a smart city is that you can drive futuristic cars around, and the cars will drive you around, and there will be no need for money. You can use your phone to do all these crazy things, and it all sounds amazing. But they leave out the truth. They don't tell you that the meaning of the word SMART is really an acronym, and it stands for Self-Monitoring Analysis Reporting Technology. Let me say that again. SMART is an acronym, and it stands for Self-Monitoring Analysis Reporting Technology. In other words, control enforced by AI. Smart cities are controlled by artificial intelligence that is self-monitoring, analyzing your behavior as it reports your activities back to whomever has programmed it. You will be controlled by the technology of these cities, which means you will not have the ability to drive, to leave your home, to shop, to work, to bank, or anything else, unless the AI system gives you permission to do so. This has already been implemented in China, and the people there are revolting against it. Millions of people are suffering and dying every day, and this is not being reported on the demonic news. Smart equals a system of control. Your smartphones are doing the same thing. They're monitoring you. So there's nothing smart about going along with their plans for New Earth. They are trying to convince you that this is what the future will be and that you just have to go along with it. This is the parasitic idea that is being planted in your mind. They want it to take root in you because this is the inception of New Earth. They know that the idea is more deadly than any biological weapon they can come up with if they can infect you with it. We are under attack, family, on every side, and you must resist and know that you have the power to create any reality you choose. You can reject their ideas of the future and focus on manifesting a new golden age on this planet where humanity is free and all life is safe to thrive. Just as with all parasites, once you are infected with them, it is very difficult to get rid of them. So Earth has been infected with these parasites for a very long time. and it's time to get rid of them. You must use your inner light. This is why Spirit has given us the internal light meditation. It will increase your light and give you greater powers to protect yourself and your loved ones. You must use this power and tap into it daily to strengthen it. It's like activating a muscle. You have to use it in order for it to get stronger. So now, this idea of new earth that enslaves humanity has to be purged from our consciousness. But you have watched so many of those movies that were created to embed this idea into your minds. Psychological warfare is real, and it has been used on humanity as a weapon to bring you to the dark side. And now I want to point out another dark aspect of their plan. Spirit wants you to know this. Starlink, the project that Elon Musk is a part of, this is absolutely part of their plan to implement smart cities. You all have to wake up. Don't believe the hype. And I don't care who is bringing this to you, because all you have to do is ask your dowsing rods or your pendulum, what is the energy of this SpaceX Starlink program? That's all you have to do is ask. Dowsing rods are better than your pendulum because you can interfere with your pendulum. These are tools to help to discern energy. If it moves left, it is negative. If it moves to the right, it is positive. You must start to use these tools in order to help you discern energy that you cannot see. The plan for global domination is extremely old, but it was launched full steam in late 2019 and early 2020. And so was Starlink. That was launched in 2020. This project equals global domination and control of all human societies on the planet. You really can't believe that they are so concerned about everyone having high-speed internet service, even in the most remote places on the earth, that they would actually launch over 40,000 satellites around the earth just for that. Now, the cost of this program is astronomical. And they would never make it back on internet service alone, people. Come on, y'all. This is a cover story, the lie, to get you to go along with it. Now, this is the most ridiculous of lies that I've heard in the last year or so. But they're telling it. And they simply don't care enough about you to be concerned if you have internet service or not. But just like all of their lies, they always have to appear that they are doing something honorable for humanity. They're absolutely up to no good with these satellites. They will form a grid around the planet that will have the ability to do things that you can't even imagine. You think that there are earthquakes being created now. They will have the power to do all forms of evil. It's all very demonic. But everyone is going along with it because it's being packaged as something very positive for humanity. But you must remember, the Nazis said the same thing to the Jews, that they were just trying to help them. These plans are demonic. Don't believe anybody who's telling you to go along with it. Do some research for yourself. It's very hard to find out what these things are for. But Spirit has shown me what they are and what they are being used for. And again, you can ask your own dowsing rods what the energy is. Pray about it. Meditate on it. You must seek the answers in your prayer and meditation, and you will be shown the truth of this plan. So in part two, we'll dive deeper into the conversation that Cobb is having and how important it is for you to actually hear what they are talking about, because this conversation is profound and it has everything to do with what the ancient Toltecs warned us about, that in the time of the sixth sun, many would gain the power of dream control. And this movie Inception is all about dream control. And for those who do not work on their shadow and the empowerment of their dream state, they will be open to others taking control of them in their dreams. So we are living in powerful times, family. You have the power to create whatever reality you desire. And that is the idea that you must give life to, that you have the power to create whatever reality you desire. Turn off the negative programs, the negative news, the negative internet, whatever it is, whatever conversations you've been listening to, because they are trying to program you. Even the people who think they are doing good, but all they're talking about is what the evildoers are doing. They are also helping the plan of the dark ones, unconsciously. You see, the dark ones simply want to place their parasitic ideas into your mind. They don't care how they get there, because once they take hold, then you begin to create that reality, the one that you fear the most, because you're focused on it. And the other name for fear is a negative wish. So whatever you hold in your mind, you begin to draw to you through the law of attraction. So release your fears and focus on the good things and how you can contribute to making this world better. You have to feel good in order to create good things. Start doing the things that make you feel good, and you will begin to raise your vibration and become stronger and more optimistic. Every time you watch the news or listen to someone talking about what the dark ones are planning, then you are not living your truth. You are giving your power away. You are moving closer to their timeline. Every distraction you allow in your life takes you further away from your desired timeline. Be deliberate about what you give your attention to, because whatever you are focusing on, you give life to. You have the power to change this reality because you are creating it. Take more control of your thoughts and the ideas that enter your mind. Now, before we go, I want to tell you how you can remove the threat of those nefarious satellites. For one, please continue to do your shadow work as prescribed by the ancient Toltecs. And secondly, when you do your internal light meditations, begin to increase the light on the planet and move into outer space. Cleanse the atmosphere with powerful light and use the sunlight to burn up and disintegrate all technology, vibrations, or energies of any kind that are there to harm humanity and Mother Earth. Allow the power of the sun to be our weapon against these demonic forces. If it is not working in the spirit of love and for the good of humanity and Mother Earth, then it needs to burn up. This must be done. So focus on disintegrating anything that is here to harm us with the energy of the sun. Anything that is in the planet, on the planet, above the planet, around the planet, or in any other dimension that affects this planet. Remove this energy with the light of the sun, with the power of the sun. Place a golden flame of light around yourself, your loved ones, and the entire planet. Only allow love and the highest vibrations of light to pass through that are for your protection and for your good. We must all work on this. As above, so below. As below, so above. They are attacking the planet just as they are attacking all of us. It is time to purge this demonic energy from our world. And that's why you must be working on your shadow, because you must purge it from within yourself first. You are powerful beyond imagination, and the dark ones know this. This is why they are working feverishly to try to keep you from awakening and finding out who you truly are. Remember that everything you think about is instantly made real on the astral plane. So this is why you need to become conscious of what you are thinking about. Focus on the new earth that you want to live on, not on the earth of your fears, because we are literally creating new earth right now. Use the tools of the internal light meditation and the sacred breaths of the shadow work to help you take control of your own darkness. These are powerful tools that we have been given in order to help us with this transformation process. You must create more light all around you and around the earth. It is imperative. Before I go, I want to thank everyone who is cleansing your shadow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, family, for helping to bring more light into this world. May you be blessed abundantly and filled with peace, love, joy, discernment, good health, wisdom, protection, freedom in every form, and everything else that is good. May it overflow in your life. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.